Om Shri Sai Ram. Shall we start our today's session? As usual, we'll start with three Omkarams and a prayer and introduction of the speaker. We'll start with Omkaram. Tell the prayer and the English approximate translation of it, and then you can repeat the prayer once again. I will tell.
Puradhanam purna kripavataram niramayam nirmalasiddhavasam mukatra roghadi bayabaharam sri sainadam charanam prabhatye.
Hey Swami Sainada, you are very ancient, paripurnam, that is perpetually complete, an avatar who bestows the blessings non-stop. You live in the abode of the unblemished hearts of people without any mental ailments. Rather, you relieve the mental ailments in them, mitigate and eliminate the fear of physical ailment too of persons right from dumbness. We surrender at your divine lotus feet as the only refuge. I think I need not have to repeat the meaning, but I'll repeat the sloka only once again. You can also slowly repeat.
Puradhanam, puradhanam, purna kripavataram niramayam nirmala siddhavasam mukatva rogadi bhayabaharam sisayinadam charanam prabhathe.
This sloka is relatively related to the subject of the present day. Today, there was some delay in the start of the program at Purnachandra. Probably they were waiting for some auspicious time and some other arrangements. So it got delayed by almost about more than 40 minutes. But tomorrow it will be over at 9:30. Pakka. That is 100% pakka. Because today being the first day, there was some delay start. So tomorrow we will start as usual at about the planned time of 10:45 without any worry. Now, today you all know the speaker very well, but anyhow, since we are also recording this speech, we would like to say a few words about the speaker, Madam Sundaravalli. Madam Sundaravalli is absolutely a child of Swami, no doubt. She is a most blessed child. Since very, very young age, she is in the grip of Swami and he operates through her in many ways, in many, many ways. If I keep on telling that, this 1 hour will be over. But one example I can definitely quote, which I very much, people all will, very rarely we do such a service. She could go to the jails in Tamil Nadu, the prisons in Tamil Nadu, which where even the core prisoners used to be there under life imprisonment or going to be hanged or anything. She used to meet them and used to counsel them. This is not on 1 day or 2 days. Appreciating her excellent gesture and service, Tamil Nadu government awarded her a great medallion, which is again possible only due to Swami, because even I am telling you, I am supposed to be a bold fellow I am scared of meeting prisoners, especially the core prisoners. It is very difficult. I am telling you, we cannot stand the sight. I don't know how she did it. That's really admirable on her part. Even today, she continues to do such a service for poor children, orphan children, and she takes care of them. I don't know where from this Mahalakshmi gives her money. I am telling you, and more than the heart to do it. Something it is remarkable. So on the day, Navaratri day, when we are going to talk about Lakshmi for the next 3 days, I am very happy she is going to take up the subject on wealth, which is nothing other than our own health. Madam is a teacher already here in our school, and she has got her own excellent admirers as satsangis in our satsangam today, and always people used to crowd around here exclusively to listen to her. I am so definitely sure more people will join now. I will not stand between both of you for a very long time because the time is also relatively running short. We have to close by 12. So let me request Madam Sundaravalli to prostrate to the Swami and take the dais and address us. Sairam.
गणानां त्वा गणपति गुम्भवामगे कविं कवीनामुपमस्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणा ब्रह्मणस्पतहानः शृण्वन्नोदिभिसीदसादनम् प्रणो देवी सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवती दीनामवित्रयवतु गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः वो जय दुर्गा लक्ष्मी सरस्वती साई जगन्माता जय दुर्गा लक्ष्मी सरस्वती साई जगन्माता साई जगन्माता मां पागी 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 जगन्माता जय दुर्गा लक्ष्मी सरस्वती साई जगन्माता साई जगन्माता मां पागी जगन्माता साई जगन्माता मां पागी जगन्माता साई जगन्माता मां पागी जगन्माता Jai Durga Lakshmi Saraswati Sai Jagan Mata. I offer my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Respected elders, Sai brothers and Sai sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. The topic that has been given to me today is Arogya Pradayini. Arogya. Arogya is health. They would have said Dayini, Arogya Dayini. It is Arogya Pradayini. Pradayini means one who gives again and again. Even if you are going to fall ill for umpteen number of times, Bhagwan will come to our rescue. When Swami was 14 years old, he let the whole world know that he was a Bala Dhanvantri. After declaration, that is even before Prashanthi Nilayam was inaugurated. It was inaugurated in 1950. Even before that, when Swami used to stay in the old Mandir. So many instances prove his power as Dhanvantri, Bala Dhanvantri, which has been noted down by one of the greatest devotees by name Nagamani Purnaya. This Nagamani Amma, she was the wife of Mr. Purnaya. They stayed in Bangalore. He was the chief commercial officer of the Southern Railways. She used to stay with Bhagwan for a long time. And she has enjoyed so many instances. Whatever she has witnessed, she has noted down in her diary, which has been published later on for our references. Once when she was there in Patha Mandir, one patient was brought by his wife. He had a big belly. Tummy was so big that he could not even stand or sit or lie down comfortably. Moreover, he was suffering with pain, unbearable pain. It was pathetic to see him. She felt very bad by knowing the plight of that man. So she approached our Bala Dhanvantri and she asked, she prayed, "Oh Swami, why don't you cure his illness?" She asked. Do you know what was the answer given by our Swami? "Do you want to make it a hospital? This is a mandir," he said. Though he answered like that the previous day, the very next day while she was warming some water, Swami came towards her after throwing. It appeared to her as peelings of banana. He came asking for water to wash his hands. She got shocked to see blood on his hand. She suspected and then she asked him, "Were you painting?" He said, "No, it is blood. You only prayed yesterday, you only asked me that I had to cure him, and that man, I have operated upon him." She got shocked. Further, Swami told her, asked her to go and see that patient the following day. Actually, the previous night she could not sleep at all because she had a feeling that without anesthesia he has done it. How can he do it? Small boy, he has done it without any instrument, without any anesthesia. Usually whenever somebody is going to get operated, they have to get admitted in the hospital and a team of experts will come and examine their condition. Unless and otherwise, everyone approves of his condition. He cannot undergo any surgery even today. It is not that much easy. The surgeon will come at last to the scene. Surgeon of all surgeons, doctor of all doctors, he had gone and then I have already operated, he says. She could not understand. Throughout night she could not have peaceful sleep. How much he must have undergone pain, because he must have plucked the tumor, he must have removed it, he must have torn it. In so many ways she was going on thinking, and then she could not sleep at all throughout the night. The very next morning, with a mischievous twinkle in his eyes, Swami called her by name and then gave her some surgical cotton, asked her to go to that patient because he needs it, he said. She dared not approach that patient at all. As it was a command given by Bhagwan, she wanted to go near him. When she went, Swami also followed her without her knowledge. And then when she was about to peep into the room, another pleasant surprise was there. Almost a shock. That patient, which she imagined to be wriggling in bed with pain, he was sitting on the cot which was provided to him, and he was eating a plate full of idlis with chutney. She witnessed the scene. Swami was chuckling behind her. Purposely he had sent her in order to see, because he knew what was in her mind throughout the night. Because of that she could not sleep. Then Swami said, looked at her and then said, he was operated upon by, not by a surgeon, but by God. So no special diet was prescribed to him. He can have anything. Swami himself said that I created some vibhuti. You were so much afraid of the fact that I have not given him any anesthesia. It worked like anesthesia. I created some vibhuti and I smeared it, applied it on his brow, which acted as anesthesia. You ask him, you can find out from him whether he underwent any pain or not. Moreover, he pulled the shirt of that man in order to show her. There was not even a scar. Even if some stitches are there, it may take some months in order to heal. No trace of the operation which has taken place the previous day. How could it be? Further, Swami added that I created one trident Trishul we call it, and one knife, and with that I had finished my job, Swami said. It is true. When he was very young, soon after the declaration that he was an avatar. Another lady from Bukkapatnam, her name was Tippamma. She used to bring some food to Swami daily. On foot, she'll be walking all the miles, and we cannot expect a smooth road leading from Puttaparthi to Bukkapatnam. She used to walk all the way daily, prepare something and then offer it to Bhagwan and enjoy the way in which he used to take it. Afterwards, the remaining thing, the leftover, she used to partake it as a prasadam. She had a daughter by name Satyavati. She was an educated girl. She thought that her mother was foolish enough to believe that this small boy was God. She used to condemn the way in which she was behaving daily. Why should you go? So many things she used to tell her, discourage her in her own way. One day she took her, unless and otherwise you come and see what happens there in the mandir, you will go on talking like this. She was brought. Swami was singing songs, bhajans, making the devotees sing. At that time, Bhagwan looked at a person who was ailing from some illness which others could not understand, he called that man, and in front of all the people, he brought one table, made him lie down, and then from nowhere he got the surgical instruments. He did the surgery in front of all the people, those who were assembled there. He had a tumor in his heart. He did not even approach with Bhagwan. He did not pray to Bhagwan. We do not know whether he asked him or not. Swami identified, he diagnosed it, and he started doing it also. He took a big tumor and then showed it to the whole audience there who were singing bhajans. Her disbelief was shattered like anything, the Satyamma. Till then she had a feeling that he must be under the influence of some Malayala mantras. She used to say like that. Otherwise, he may be a magician also. That's why he behaves like that. Don't believe in him. I don't believe that he has got divine powers and all. Maybe in order to make her witness, Bhagwan has done it. We do not know. As we all know, in 1940s, what happened in Dr. Padmanabhan's house during Akhanda Bhajan period? One of the devotees, he was suffering from leukoderma, skin disease. Patches of white skin will make him appear horrible to others. He was a young man and he wanted to get married. That's why he came there and he was asked to participate in the Akhanda Bhajan. He was singing a song. Darishati kao mere Sai Nandalala. At that time, Swami, though he was already taken to his place where he was accommodated by the doctor, he wanted to come back. He came back in spite of the fact that it was pouring down. No power. In the flood, though he was not that much willing, immediately Swami said, if you are not willing to come, take me, I will go by myself. Then he himself took him and Swami came, and he came near him and then kept his palm on his head. When everyone was witnessing, as though it is a magical power, they could see his skin changing into normal skin. In 1950s and 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s, even now, even after Mahasamadhi, if time permits, I will let you know even after Mahasamadhi what all happens. At least one incident, which is quite interesting, I'll pick out and then I'll let you know. In 1960s, actually it happened in 1969, now also he is working as a faculty member in Mirpuri College of Music. Mr. Nishikant, you all may be knowing him, tabla player. He has been playing tabla to renowned singers, going abroad along with them, giving concerts. Leaving off everything, he has come and then accepted this seva. Unless and otherwise something has happened in your life, nobody will come and then take up a seva and then leaving off everything and then stay in Puttaparthi. Even if thousands and thousands of people, if they are staying here, people, those who are not able to come over here, they may admire you by thinking that how he has left off everything and then he has come here. Unless he opens his mouth and then tells the world, let the world know of what has happened to him, we won't know. But we can guess, definitely, behind each and every individual who stays here in Puttaparthi for years together, simply for the sake of doing seva for Bhagwan, definitely they must have been benefited by Bhagwan's grace in abundance. This teacher, tabla player, in 1969, he was 12-year-old boy, it seems, and he had to undergo some tonsillitis operation. In the morning, to his misfortune, the doctor, the surgeon who was operating upon him, while the work was continuing, he had a heart attack. Something strange. The surgeon who was doing the operation, he had a heart attack. He was removed from there and then he was admitted in the ICU, intensive care unit. Then another doctor was sent. In between half an hour time, lapse of time was there. This child was on the table, operation table. The another doctor came, somehow he managed to complete the work and then he sent the child away. He could not raise up his voice. He believed that it is because of the operation that I had undergone in the morning. So the following day I may become all right. He thought like that. Nobody knew what has happened to him. Actually on that day, his grandmother Hirabai, she was invited by Bhagwan to Dharmakshetra in Mumbai. And Swami asked her to sing some Meera bhajans. She wanted her grandchild also to accompany her. He jumped with joy because he was, ignorance is bliss, he did not know what has happened to him. He was under the impression that the next day he would get back his voice. He could not raise up his voice at all. He went and sat with her. At that time, Swami called that boy and he created doodh beda, some sweet. Asked that boy to eat it. Then Swami said, Swami knows what happened to you this morning when you were on the operation table, theater. The doctor met with, and he had heart attack. Due to the delay in completion of his work, half an hour delay was there. Because of that, all your vocal cords have been completely damaged. Swami let him know of his condition. Then he gave him the medicine also. After he has taken it, Swami cautioned him, hereafter you discontinue your training from your grandmother in vocal singing. Don't sing at all. But you can play on tabla, Swami said. After that, but now he is able to speak. He has got back his voice. But as Swami has asked him not to sing, he won't open his mouth in order to sing even a single song, even today. After this incident, as he wanted to show his gratitude, he was waiting for an opportunity in order to show his gratitude to Bhagwan. In 2000, when this Mirpuri College of Music was opened, he came here, leaving off everything, and then joined here. Till date, he continues to be a faculty member. Another person who is a permanent resident inside the campus itself, Captain Jagadish Oberoi. This happened in 1981. He had some problem with his throat. He didn't know what it was. Continuously he was going on coughing, and then no medicine could stop his ailment. Moreover, he could not even swallow anything, including saliva. It was very painful. He went to ENT specialists. They found out that, they declared that he had throat cancer. To whom can he go? Actually, after retiring from being a general manager in Indian Airlines, he came here. Bhagwan made him the in charge of Sri Sathya Sai Airport as an aerodrome officer. He was doing that seva at that time. When he came to know that Swami was about to fly from Bangalore to Hyderabad, he wanted to fly along with Bhagwan, with the hope that Swami may do something to him. And as per his expectation, Bhagwan called him to be seated near him. He was seated there. He never opened his mouth in order to tell what was in his mind. Bhagwan asked him, "How do you feel? How is your health?" Then he started shedding tears by telling him, "Antaryami, don't you know Swami?" And then Swami said that, "Your heaviness will come down if you tell me. Share it with me. Let me know what is wrong with you." Then he explained to him how the doctors told him that he could never be relieved of the horrible pain that he had to undergo, the struggle. There won't be any relief at all, he had a feeling. Immediately, in the plane itself, Swami created one black powder, asked for a glass of water and spoon. He himself poured it and stirred it, made him drink it immediately, at that time itself. It was very bitter, extremely bitter it seems, but he completed the whole glass. Swami's hands, fingertips were black with the powder. Then Swami himself, he came forward in order to, soothingly he was applying that powder on his throat. Instant relief was there. Immediately he felt some sort of blissful relief from the unbearable pain and cough. He felt extremely happy, overjoyed. But Swami asked him to go to Chennai and then have a second opinion from the expert in that field, ENT. Lalita Kameshwaran and Dr. Kameshwaran, those who are from Tamil Nadu, they will know. Very well known doctors. Go and have a second opinion from him. But he was reluctant. He said, "Swami, now I feel totally relieved of it, and then moreover I am damn afraid of undergoing any diagnostic tests. It is extremely painful, more painful than the disease itself, Swami. Please, please, don't ask me to go." But Bhagwan said firmly, "No, you have to go and then get it done." So he had to obey the command. He went to Chennai. He got it done. And to the great surprise of everyone, because he had taken the previous reports also along with him in order to show the doctor, there was not even a trace of cancerous cells in his throat. The doctor declared, and then he came back. The compassionate Lord, whenever we struggle, it may be due to our past karma. Even then, He would definitely reduce it. If reduce it or melt it, He Himself has declared it. Whatever may be your karma, Bangaru, if you call me, and if at all you have got at least this much, an iota of merit in your account of the spiritual bank, definitely I will come to your rescue. I will reduce it, I will mitigate it, I will soften it, melt it away, or sometimes even I may wipe it off, he says. In so many cases it has happened like that. Once, one person from Punjab refugee camp, he brought his daughter, grown up daughter. She was suffering from mental derangement. She used to weep. The next moment she will be laughing. She would run here and there to the embarrassment of everyone, all the devotees, and she'll be disturbing when they were attending bhajan. Swami said, after a few weeks of stay there in Prashanthi Nilayam, Swami told him, "Don't worry about her disease and Swami will cure it." He was waiting for a few weeks. One day Swami called her and then created vibhuti and then applied it on her bros, which would act as anesthesia. And Swami firmly pressed both the sides of the scalp. From every hair, from the root, came out. It started dripping, drop by drop, brown, dark brown liquid, with very bad smell, foul smelling liquid, came out. The plate was full, it was thrown away, she became totally normal. Again, afterwards, after few days, Swami himself had to go to north. When he went there, he wanted to visit. They were in a suburb, a slum area. Swami went there in person. To their surprise, this girl was roaming here and there, attending to all the devotees, those who have gathered there in the small hut tent where they were staying. And they conducted bhajans there. One of the faculty members of the mathematics department in the Institute of Higher Learning, that is Swami's Institute here itself in the university, there was one teacher. Now at present he is not there, but for a long time he has been serving here. Jayaprakash, the mathematics department. In his family, they never disclosed this secret at all. After so many years, they told me what has happened in their life. His brother-in-law, he had one child. It was deaf, dumb, and mentally retarded. Born like that. All the doctors declared that it is impossible on the part of medical science or any medical man, nobody can come to the rescue of their son. Nothing could be done. He would remain like that throughout his life. So he was brought here. His mother-in-law, named Subbalakshmi, most of us know her because she was one of the Sundaram singers in Chennai. It was a group interview. They stayed here for 20 days, it seems, and then they succeeded in getting a private interview. But some other people were also there, and the child's father was there. Swami, without looking at the father, he looked at this child and then asked in his own language, Tamil, "What is your name?" To the embarrassment of the father, because others may come to know of it that my son cannot talk. That was the feeling of the father. Second time when Swami asked, then he leaped before and then he said, "Swami, my son cannot hear, my son cannot utter even a single syllable, Swami. My son's brain growth is also stunted." And he started weeping. Swami did not bother to listen to him at all. For the third time he asked the child, "What is your name?" Then Swami, he did not created any vibhuti. With his two fingers, he pressed the temples, it seems. By chanting the sloka, Bhagavad Gita sloka, the meaning of that sloka was, even if you are a lame person, Bhagwan can make you, God can make you climb up the mountain. Chanting the same sloka, he did it like that. The moment when he completed that sloka, the boy started speaking fluently. Now he is a graduate. He is no more a deaf person. He is no more a dumb person. He is no more a mentally retarded person. He is perfectly normal. When I asked his wife, "Why? Why don't you let the world know what he has done?" Do you know what was the answer given by her? "If the world comes to know that he has been deaf and dumb and then mentally retarded, then he may not get a life partner." For some reason, people never disclose at all what Bhagwan has done to them. It is true. And in 1990, Dr. Bhatt, we all know, for a long time he stayed and then he worked in super speciality hospital along with his wife in the department of urology department. He was the head, I think so. He had a daughter by name Tara. She got married to a person by name Francis. Francis' mother was Rosalind. Her husband was a pastor. Her other two sons were priests. She developed some malignant cancerous tumor. She was suffering a lot. She could not sleep, with a non-stop pain in her body. At that time, they were staying in Bangalore. Swami had been to Whitefield. Then Dr. Butt took her and requested, prayed to Bhagwan to do something to her. Medically, there is no cure or relief for her suffering at all. Everything he said, Bhagwan. Do you know what he said? Immediately, Swami created one lingam and gave it to her. Asked her to wash it with water. Abhishekam and all, she could not understand what it was. Wash it with water and drink that water, divine therapy, for some days. And he created some vibhuti and then said that take this prasad also, putting it in that water. She followed it for 1 month. It was a divine therapy. Physiotherapy and all, we do it. It is a divine therapy. After doing this for 1 month, she was totally cured of her disease. How grateful we must be to Bhagwan for the help that he has been granting. In my own case, I would like to tell you, so many times, not only once or twice, Bhagwan has come to my rescue. If I say that again and again I have fallen ill, it is not of the same disease. If one disease is cured, another disease will crop up. Because how many births I have taken, I do not know how much I have been, that has been left over to be experienced by me during this birth, I do not know. Another disease will come and doctors will all wash off their hands and then say nothing can be done. It was in 1992, I was the principal of a college, women's college in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh. As my husband used to get transferred once in 3 years, I used to leave my job and then take up another job in the place where he used to be posted. There, fortunately, I was offered principal's post there. Though my age was, I was not competent enough to take that post at that time. But from my childhood onwards, my appearance is always deceptive. I have been suffering from some ailment or there because of the root cause was my liver won't function properly. I was a liver patient. Because of that, so many complications at every stage. Somehow, every time doctors will declare that she cannot survive after 20, before that in teenage, as a teenager she would die. I crossed it. When I was in 20s, they would say no, she cannot survive for a long time. Then I crossed 30. Again the doctors would say, and it was going on. Now also, even now today, I'm called a bundle of diseases, and one of the diseases that I have got is acute osteoporosis. For that, for bone alone, I have got rheumatoid arthritis also for the joints. Another specialist from Apollo, she comes here and then treats me even today. For bone alone, Dr. Kailash Rao, you all know, the head of the department in the orthopedic department in super speciality hospital. He is my doctor. Every time, even now, if I go and show my report to him, I need not show my report at all because it is recorded there itself. Simply I have to produce my card, registration card, that's all. He will look into it and then he will look at me and then he will tell his junior doctors who will be waiting in order to learn from him. He will say, I don't know how she is managing. Then he will look at me and then say, Amma, you will have fracture from head to foot at any time. I will say, yes, doctor, and then I'll come. No pain also. Really. I tell you the truth. Bhagwan makes me walk without pain. All the doctors, they even swore by saying that after my spinal problem, because in three places, the spinal cord I had, it is not a crack and fracture and prolapse. It's impossible on the part of this patient to get up and walk. If at all she survives, she may be only in bed. They said not long back when Swami's 85th birthday was going on here. In 2010 this happened. I was totally bedridden for more than 1 year in Puttaparthi itself. Let me complete the first miracle first, medical miracle. In 1992 when I was a principal there, what happened? Afterwards, one after the other, I will definitely confess. I will tell in front of Bhagwan because the world should know. There is a living sample who has been moving around and then doing some seva till death with all the ailments. But the greatness is, though I am under treatment, I don't undergo any pain in any part of my body which I used to have all these years. That is the progress that I have. So I want, even if the next moment if I am going to die, I won't feel unhappy at all. I want to do till my last breath some seva which Bhagwan gives me. That's all. Whatever may be the comments passed on by my colleagues and my companion, those who don't know my past at all, they may simply, instantly they will pass on some comments. I won't explain anything. Simply with a smiling face I will go away. In 1992, what happened? I got transferred from mine because my childhood doctor, who has been treating me holistically, that is wholesomely, there must be one doctor to look at your problems when you have got so many problems. I can't go from every specialist to specialist and they will be prescribing different medicines, and all the medicines I am the only body I have gotten, I have to consume it and it has to go through liver. Again the side effect, and then all problem after problem, chain of problems will be there. When I came here, I consulted my doctor. I told him, Doctor, I have to go to Vijayawada, then how can I consult you often? Then he said, no, for your sake, I will sit near the phone half an hour, 8 to 8:30. And if at all you have got anything, you can consult me. Definitely I will attend to your call. Like that he said. Though he had thousands of patients. He was a retired dean of medical college, a surgeon who was practicing homeopathy, and he studied for 20 years after MBBS. I don't know the titles that he has earned. Here my local doctor was Dr. Gui. Few days back she passed away. I hope you know it. She was my local doctor. She was also MD in all fields. 4 or 5 fields MD. I have never seen any doctor. After my doctor, I saw in her that much knowledge she has got, and she was practicing. If this doesn't suit, then she would practice something else. Like that, my doctor, he was treating me. He told me strictly that you are not supposed to take even a single tablet for even headache when you get it. Pain reliever, you should never touch it. Your kidney will get spoiled, and then your liver, I cannot, liver cirrhosis, you are on the threshold of liver cirrhosis. At any time you may get it, afterwards I cannot treat you at all, he said. So prevention is the best thing. You have to take care of yourself as a six months baby all the time. Then problem won't be there. Even if I get fever, no doctor can bring it down. Now all the doctors who are treating me, they know it. That is my condition. When I came there, he gave me some emergency kit also. Nothing worked because I stayed there during admission time. It was also a blow to my ego. My correspondent of the college, he said that because I could not bear with the heat of Vijayawada, I was new to Andhra Pradesh, and every year I used to run to Bangalore where my father stayed. That year, it may be a blessing in disguise also, he made a comment, he passed a comment to one of the parents by saying that during admission period, our principal won't stay here. I got hurt. I wanted to stay there during summer. It will be very severe there. The doctors warned me, heat waves will be there and you are not supposed to stay here. You will get stroke. Go away from here. That is the only way. You have to prevent it, avoid it. That's all I can tell you, they all said, knowing my condition. With all those things, I wanted to continue there, thinking that foolishly, because I was given an AC room. From morning 7 till night 7, I'll be staying there. I won't expose myself to the outward weather. I thought like that. When I come out, it'll be more than 8 o'clock in the night itself. It may not affect me, I thought, but it has affected my health. Moreover, my husband was not there. He was on deputation to Vizag. For a few days, he was not there. So I was all alone at home. I got fever. The temperature showed, it was 104. Daily it was showing the same thing. But it was an usual thing that often I used to get lot of pains in the body. Every cell will start paining, I used to tell my sisters and brothers. I'll be rolling with pain, literally rolling with pain in my room. I won't let others know of my real suffering. Then I'll come out. Now Bhagwan has relieved me from all those things. For several years, I have been doing this. But I'll be doing some job outside also. Nobody can even suspect, even doctors will not find out that what all ailments that I have got it, unless and otherwise they look into my medical history. Then, one day, one girl by name Geeta, she knocked at the door late in the night and I could not get up at all because I was rolling with pain. When I was with a lot of pain, when I opened the door, she got shocked to see my plight. Then she found out that I was running high temperature. She said that, "Madam, today I am not going to leave you alone. As uncle is not there," definitely, forcibly she took me, she dragged me like a child to the hospital, our college hospital. Dr. Ranganayaka Magaru, even now the hospital is there in Vijayawada near Jambuchettu. Her husband is Kishore Kumar. They have got a big hospital there. She used to have regards for me because I have got so many degrees. She used to tell me, "Madam, you have got so many degrees. Your name itself is very long and then your degrees are more than your name." She scolded me as though I was an illiterate on that day. "How can you behave like this? You refuse to come to a hospital, it seems." She could not understand. Then I told her, "Doctor, no medicine will suit me and then antibiotics, never, my doctor will never permit me to take it." Maybe her ego got hurt. She asked me, "Do you mean to say that only Madrasi doctors, they have got titles, the degrees? We have not studied." "Madam, for the past 10 years I have been working in Iran along with my husband. Do you mean to say that I am not competent enough to treat you?" she asked me. Then I told her, "I can't." I had to submit myself to her. Intravenous injections were given to me, tubes and all over the body. As you see some actor in a film, I was lying down like that and she started giving all the medicines, trying to reduce my temperature. She started treating as though I am an ordinary person like others. Oh, you are in your 30s and then why do you make a fuss of it? She might have thought like that. Antibiotic, she started giving. Footsteps were given through intravenous. Not even a drop of water was, I was not permitted to drink even a drop of water. She started diagnosing, but she could not make out anything because all negative, negative, negative. Typhoid negative and then malaria, it was negative and she got confused to the maximum. 30 days I was in that condition. Not one day or 2 days. At the end of the 30th day, she called my husband, Suresh, you can inform your people, madam is sinking and then she will collapse within few seconds, she said. He ran out behind her and then asked her, at least now can we consult our doctor with a report. As you wish, she said, and then she banged the door and then she entered her room. He also left me alone. All the doctors, believing that I am no more, they left me alone. The nurses also left me alone. My husband also deserted me in order to talk to my doctor. I was all alone in the room. Swami entered the room, flesh and blood. He entered. I did not even have energy to open my eyelids. That was my condition. Continuous vomiting I had, and then she got frightened only of that because further damaging of the liver. Nobody could stop it, that vomiting. Swami came with an enchanting smile and then he asked me to open my mouth first. When I opened it, he put one cardamom and one clove. The moment when it fell in my mouth, the vomiting stopped. Completely stopped. And the fever, everything has gone. I didn't know that fever has gone at all. But I had a feeling as though I don't have a pain at all. In my lifetime, I have never spent even a single day without undergoing some pain or other. Unbearable pain. With that only I have studied, with that only I have worked. It's a part of my life, I used to say. Then, Swami waved his hands. At that time I did not even know that he used to create vibhuti like that, and then he took vibhuti. He applied it on my forehead and he blessed me like this, and then slowly he went away. I was in bliss. This is the first miracle. 4 miracles happened at that time. In my younger sister's house for the past 30 to 40 years, lot of miracles daily they will have. For example, when they get up, her in-laws and all, when they get up from their bed, they will do like this and then they will look at Swami's pictures. They won't garland the pictures. Swami himself will garland it and then with a comment, they will get up. Yesterday it was really very nice and then last week, no, with Chandan Mala, that you appear to be very beautiful. Today also it is beautiful, but it was more beautiful like that. With some comments they will get up. Throughout night and throughout the day, lot of miracles which I have not read out in the books. But strictly her mother-in-law has given her orders never to reveal it to anybody, otherwise Swami may stop his miracles. That is a different thing. She was in Australia at that time. She gave birth to a child and it had rashes. Because of that she wanted to bring that baby to India. She came here and then stayed in Tiruchirappalli. Tiruchi, 300 miles away from Chennai. Her mother-in-law was in Chennai. At that time, when her mother-in-law was doing some puja or anything, I have never seen her doing some puja. Always she'll be mumbling something. That is, Swami Sashtotram she'll be mumbling, and then quickly, very active woman. Even till 90 years, she was moving around like that in her house. Only 2 years back, she passed away. What she was doing, we do not know. From Swami's picture, one letter got dropped with some inscription upon it, with love Baba, it was written. There was also one cardamom and one clove. Make your daughter-in-law rush to Vijayawada to her sister with this prasad. That was the instruction given by Bhagwan. Implicit obedience. Without even knowing, she never knew that I was a sick person. She never knew that I was hospitalized. She could not even imagine that at that age I could be hospitalized for so many days. And she came all the way from Chennai to Tiruchi and then asked my sister to give her baby. I will take care of your baby. Proceed immediately to Vijayawada with this prasad. Because in a subconscious level, though they never reveal it out, everyone in my family, they were expecting for more than 40 years my death. The Swami has asked me to go with prasad to my brother, sister. Then she must be no more. She started screaming. Then she told her, no, you know fully well that we won't tell a lie. And then Swami also unnecessarily, she brought in some logical argument by telling her, Swami will never give cardamom and then this clove to a dead body. Take it and then rush towards Vijayawada, she said. She was weeping, leaving of her baby behind her. She reached Vijayawada before the telegram reached her. She did not know. She came to the hospital and she was standing. She was the first one to witness the Vibhuti mark on my forehead. But we were staunch Vaishnavites. We never made use of Vibhuti before. So it did not strike her that it was Vibhuti. What is it? For the past 30 days she has been hospitalized, they say. But there is some white powder on her forehead. And she started rubbing it. Again and again it started appearing. I did not have energy to tell her what happened. I was in bliss. But I knew that she was going on doing something on my forehead. I had a feeling that instead of stroking my head, she was doing something on my forehead. She went to nurse and doctor to doctor, and then the whole hospital came, and then as though I am a strange creature, they all came in order to see me, because she said that some white powder is appearing again and again on her forehead. This is the second miracle. Third miracle, one of my old students, his name was Ramasamy Ravi. He stayed in Malaysia. At that time he was in Chennai. Swami in his dream, Swami told him, it seems, your ma'am is in Vijayawada in a particular hospital. Swami asked him to take down the address of the hospital itself while he was sleeping. Woke him up and then gave him my address. And I will give you some prasadam, take it and then immediately you proceed to your ma'am. After that he could not sleep at all, he said. He was sitting like that, it seems. It was Wednesday night, Thursday morning, from a picture, very small picture, 11 different prasadams appeared, fell down. His other members of his family, they told him, it seems, as Swami has already told you that it is meant for her, you are not supposed to touch it at all. I conclude with this. Cardamom was there, clove was there, and then honey was there, amrit was there. So many things, 11 different prasadams were kept in different boxes, small boxes, and then he proceeded to the hospital. He did not know that we were in Vijayawada. He did not know that I was in the hospital. He did not know the address of the hospital. He came there. By that time I became totally normal. I started sitting on bed and then all tubes got removed. And I started chatting with my sister. Happily. When he came, how is it that you have come? Swami only sent me. Baba sent me. Have you been to Puttaparthi? No. Then how is it? He gave me your address. He told me that you were in the hospital. He said that he would be giving prasadam and I have brought prasadam. I got confused to the maximum and then 11 prasadams were there. He was there in the hospital. Fourth and final miracle at the time which has happened. This was the first miracle in my life. My sister, who was working in physics department in SIT College, Chennai, she got the telegram. He did not say that I was serious. Your sister is hospitalized. Like that my husband has given. By seeing that, she was so sure that I would have been dead. So leaving off her kids, she came. Her husband was an engineer potter's engineer. Leaving him, she came alone, taking 2 days leave. When she came, I was chatting and laughing, sitting on bed. She got irritated to the maximum by saying that my husband does not know to cook and my children, they don't know to do their plates. And you are sitting and laughing. With a lot of pains I have come over here because we could not get leave at all. Why are you scolding me? As soon as you enter the hospital, I told her. Immediately she rushed to the doctor's place and then the doctor revealed another miracle. The doctor told her, "Madam, you do not know your sister's condition. For the past 1 week, a team of specialists, we have been discussing about her case. Till now, we have not diagnosed what is wrong with her. And we do not know how she still survives. I have told you the truth. And if you want, you can discharge her and then get her discharged and then take her home." But she said, "We don't have all others. Other members of my family, everyone came from different states and then they came thinking that I was no more. They felt very happy and then they brought me home and they got me discharged and then they all left. I was totally cured. But this doctor refused to take even a single pie for her treatment. 30 days, room rent, special ward. Room rent was there, it was expensive. And medicine is there, treatment was there. So many things. She refused to take even a single pie. I came to know of it. She came home. We were staying in the 4th floor. There was no lift. She came with a tray filled with one sari from Iran because she spoke with ego on that day. And with one blouse bit from Iran with flowers and as though you will be offering something to Goddess. She brought it with tears in her eyes and then she gave it to me. Then I told her, "Doctor, I will accept it. But you have to accept the money because I have been brought up in a conservative family. We believe in the fact that unless and otherwise you are not supposed to get indebted during this birth, then you will be given another birth in order to pay back what you have taken from others. You have been treating me all these days. You have to take it from my hand. Even if you are going to throw it in the dustbin, I don't bother about it. You have to take it from my hand." I was arguing. Then she said, "Madam, your case, it has shaken all the doctors here. It is not due to the doctors that you survive now. Only due to God's power you survive. I tell you the truth, I am not a non-believer of God. Even if you are going to keep a mic in front of me to the whole public, I am prepared to tell them that it is not because of the medicines or the treatment or the doctors that she survives. We have not understood your case at all. We don't know what is wrong with you. And if you are alive, it is because of God. I will let the whole world know," she said. "Even now she is there in the hospital. If you want to go and verify it, you can very well go and verify it. Vijayawada, Jambuchettu, near that place, Mughal Rajapuram, that hospital is there. Kodali Ranganayakamakaru. Her doctor, the doctor's name, her husband is Kishore Garu. This is one of the miracles, medical miracles that Swami has. I have witnessed in my life because of Bhagwan. How much we owe to him. This is one. Sairam, sorry if I have exceeded the limit. They have already told me that I can't speak up to 12 o'clock today. Even then, sorry. With Swami's will, I'll continue with the same in the next session. Thank you. Let me thank Bhagwan for what all he has done, what all he is doing, what all he does. Thank you for your patient listening. Sai Ram to all of you. Swasti prajapya paripalayantam Nyayena margena mahi magisha Gobrahmanebhyah Shubhamastu Nityam Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu Om Shanti 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 Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki
Jai